The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. South High Fives all the way around. A little bit later in the program, of course, we'll head to the White House. President Trump, Vice President Pence, the entire team, the White House Coronavirus Task Force will deliver the latest information. It's very interesting information, by the way. Very, very promising results with chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, the zithromycin, the Z-Pax. Todd Starnes, of course, is a wonderful, wonderful broadcaster, has been for many years. I'm thrilled that Todd is able to make time for us on a fairly regular basis. Brother Starnes, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's very good to... Hold on just one second. I had to take my mask off. My bad.
Now, is this the mask that you normally wear when you're holding up banks?
This is a fair question. It's funny because I live here in Brooklyn, New York, and now the mayor says we're all supposed to wear these masks, and it's very hard to do a radio show when you have a mask on. You get muffled.
I forgot you're still in New York. My God, is it just like the zombie apocalypse up there?
It's sort of like Mad Max meets The Hunger Games meets Contagion. At least if you watch the TV, it is. Yeah. Otherwise, it's fairly normal. There's not a lot of panic in the streets at all. And I will say this, we posted some video on the Facebook page on Saturday because, you know, the mainstream media, they've been telling people that the hospitals are war zones. And the question is every single hospital in the city like that? And no one is willing to answer that question. So I went down to the hospital around the corner from my apartment on Saturday, and I took a video, and it's been seen, I don't know, by 5 or 6 million people now, because there was nothing happening out there. And again, I just wanted to illustrate that the media is telling us one story, and in reality, it's something else.
Mm. Yeah, I of course, what we're seeing so many miles away from New York is that every hospital bed is occupied and there are people falling over in the street and there's no food, there's no water. I mean, it's a fascinating tale, but it's even more fascinating to hear from somebody who's there with boots on the ground with, shall we say, a slightly different point of view.
So if you read the news coverage, you know, buried in the stories, they're actually telling you what's going on. They will tell you that they're almost out of supplies or that they are almost out of rooms, but that means they're not. And you know, there's been a lot of controversy today over the hospital ship that's parked over in the Hudson River off of 42nd Street, and I think they've got about 20 or so patients, and everybody's raising Cain. They're not taking care of the coronavirus patient. It's a 1,000-bed hospital. They have 20 people being treated. And if you go back and you read the coverage, they're not supposed to be treating coronavirus patients. They're supposed to be treating everybody else. And so now they're saying, well, there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape. I want you just to think about this for a moment, Jeff. So what the mainstream media is now trying to tell us, Donald Trump sent a 1,000-bed hospital ship, parked it off of New York City, and then set up so much bureaucratic red tape that nobody can get treated. That's what they want you to believe now.
Yeah. But that's not true.
No, well, of course it's not true. So, you know, and again, if there is bureaucratic red tape, I guarantee you one phone call, Donald Trump is going to get that fixed. Yeah. And by the way, the grocery store thing, let me tell you about that one. So I went out yesterday. We had this thing called the Park Slope Co-op. It's basically a communist-style grocery store. You have to work there, and if you don't, you don't get to shop there. Honestly, God, it's the weirdest thing. Jeff, I put the video on my Facebook page. So it's a three-hour wait to get into the supermarket, okay? And I filmed the line. I started at the back of the line, and like it was like a block and a half of just people. And I thought, this is what it's like here, okay? Then a block away, they have like a regular people grocery store. And you just walk right in, get your groceries, and you go home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Todd, I don't know. You know, with all of your connections to civilization down here in the South, I don't know why you stay in the occupied North.
Well, the reason, well, there's a very good reason why, because I'm not even sure they're going to let me back into my home state. You know, we've got armed guards on all the border states now. I'm screwed.
Yes, right.
And I tried to, like, throw, you know, I'll say, how y'all doing? And they're like, that's a fake Southern accent. He's a Yankee. He's a Yankee. He's got the corona.
You know, if you do show up with your own package of biscuit mix and grits, come on, man, you can do this. I'll be there to vouch for you. I'll bring a chess pie.
Got to tell you, I felt so blessed. It turns out Chick-fil-A's delivering, and I ordered, you're not going to believe this, but I've got a picture on the Instagram. I ordered a jug of sweet tea, a gallon jug of sweet tea. It was like FEMA dropping off MREs. I just started crying.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Todd Starnes is joining us. Todd, of course, is, oh, gosh, he's so many things. And you can find out about all of them, of course. You go to his website, toddstarnes.com, toddstarnes.com. You read his marvelous pieces. You'll get copies of his books. You can see where his radio show airs each and every day, his commentaries on American Family Radio. I mean, Todd is all over the place. Todd, I want to get your perspective on Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse. Now, my perspective is that these are some of the best human beings that God has ever created. They go to New York, my understanding, to help people, and your mayor, Mr. Starnes, essentially declares war on them.
Yeah, and he's the guy that invited them to come to the city. So Samaritan's Purse is known globally for doing humanitarian work, and they have these incredible state-of-the-art field hospitals. You know, these are basically MASH units that are run by medical professionals. Remember the Ebola doctor, the American doctor got Ebola and nearly died and recovered. He was a Samaritan's Purse doctor, and he's the guy that's actually leading the effort in Central Park. So they set up this massive, I think they can treat almost 60 or 70 patients, this massive field hospital directly across the street from Mount Sinai Hospital. So they're working in conjunction with the hospital. And, of course, it's a Christian ministry, and one of the gay lawmakers here in New York City initially raised concerns and said that they said, how sad is it that we have to ask for charity from bigots? Oh. And I said something rather uncharitable, you know, well, blank you, sir. No, I didn't go that far, but it's really like, you know what, sir, just shut the hell up. Right. You know, if you're going to come out here and bash Christian people putting their own lives on the line so that they can help New Yorkers, and you're going to come out here and you're going to bash them. And sure enough, the mayor now says that they're sending investigators down to make sure they're not discriminating against gay people. It's really offensive. But, Jeff, we had Franklin Graham on my radio show, and Franklin said, you know what, Todd, this isn't about politics. That virus is killing Republicans and Democrats and independents, and we treat everybody. And that's what this is all about.
And I will tell you that the vast majority of us look at that situation, and you're right, and he's right. It's not about a political agenda for most of us, although let's not kid ourselves. The leftists have turned this, again, into a political agenda. But they look at this and say, okay, you're sick, you need help. That's the essence of who they are, and how unbelievably insulting and degrading for that city council member up there to just say that sort of stuff about them. It pains me to hear it.
It's really, really horrible and sad. And again, these are people that are volunteering, giving of their own time, their money, their resources, and they are just here to help. You know, they're doing the same thing right now in Italy. They have another field hospital over there. And it's really tragic. But again, it shows you the hatred that some of these people have. And it's not the entire gay community. We're just talking about a handful of very loud vocal people. But you know how the mainstream media is. They pick up on this nonsense and it becomes national news.
Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely do. I'm just trying to think, because I did read some of the comments from Franklin Graham, who said, we're not asking anybody for voter registration. We're not asking them who it is that they're dating. You know, none of this stuff. It's you're sick. By all means, we want to help you. And as you point out, Todd, these are people who, frankly, could very easily stay at home on their couch and self-quarantine or social distance or whatever the term is that we're using today.
Exactly. And instead, they're, you know, again, putting their own lives on the line. Look, this is how bad it's getting here in New York City. I know we were kind of laughing earlier, but they put out orders. The fire department put out orders yesterday that if you are in cardiac arrest, you're walking down the sidewalk and you drop, and they call the paramedics and they cannot resuscitate you there, typically they would bring you to the hospital. Well, they've been given orders to no longer do that. If they cannot resuscitate you, that's it. You go to meet your maker. And, you know, as someone who has a mechanical heart valve, that particular story caught my attention yesterday.
I can imagine. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So that's it. They're going to leave you on the sidewalk and say good luck to you. Wow.
So I ordered the grilled Chick-fil-A sandwich. So just I don't want to get clogged up.
Did you get the small peach milkshake then? You're trying to watch yourself?
No. I was chugging the sweet tea, hoping that would lubricate.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm just curious, besides the, you know, the end of the world as we know it, anything else going on you think we ought to be looking at?
Well, you know, our civil liberties under attack. Some poor guy, this guy out of Malibu, did you see the video? He's out there on a paddleboard in the Pacific Ocean, and like, I don't know, Baywatch shows up in the boat, and David Hasselhoff is like, yo, pal, you're under arrest for violating the social distancing. The poor guy was, I don't know if he had like a pod of dolphins around him. It was just this one guy in the middle of the ocean, and he got arrested. This is horrible. Some 99-year-old guy in Jersey has like a party at his house for some child in the family, and they arrest all these people. This is insane. The attacks on civil liberties in America. This is something we need to pay very close attention to. Look, you know what? Don't be stupid, okay, folks? I mean, you know what you need to do. But on the other side of the coin there, Jeff, we have a constitutional right to be stupid.
Yeah, we sure. And I'll tell you what, there are some folks who are exercising the living you-know-what out of it.
They're exercising their stupidity.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm sorry, but that's just, you know, that's moronic. And by the way, all you churches, I'm as devout as they come, but you know what? Church online, there's a time and a season. That's what Congressman Mike Johnson said on my show today, and he's a devout believer as well. There's a time and a season, and this ain't the time, this ain't the season.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Todd, I always want to drive people to toddstarnes.com. Such a wealth of material. Oh, and I've got a suggestion for you. I know that you like me are somebody who still looks for good people and people doing the right thing. I've got a story for you. We've got a young lady here in Central Virginia. Her name is Emily Morrissey. And Emily is 22 years old. She has CP and one or two other challenges. Now, I got to tell you something. During her therapy, she learned that doing stuff with beads was sort of her calling. Her parents have set up a business. It's called emilysbracelets.com. She makes these beautiful bracelets. I wear a couple every day because she made one in honor of my daughter, and she takes part of the money and donates it to the Special Olympics. This is what's still right with America, Todd.
And there's a lot of great stories going on out there. And I don't know about you, Jeff. I know you have a great radio show. We try to tell at least one good story a day in the show to let people know everything's still going to be okay.
Yeah. Same here. So, I'm telling you what, Todd, you're going to trust me on this. I'm going to send you the information for Emily's bracelets, and it's going to be something you love. It's just going to make you feel warm. Okay.
Awesome.
Todd, it's always great to hear your voice. Hang tough there, you know, behind enemy lines in Brooklyn and all.
Will do. I'll do my best. I've got to find another mask.
There you That is Todd Starnes. We're going to have to get a gallon or two of sweet tea and drop that into him. Todd is a great guy. Brilliant, brilliant writer, commentator, broadcaster. And I am so honored to say a really good friend. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.